Hey there, and welcome to episode 196 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Welcome to season 3 of the Daily Brainwave. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, I'm trying out a couple new things, including a sort of live format. Just means I'm doing a little less editing, so some of my flubs, like the one I made just a couple seconds ago, will stay in the show. Now, the month of November is election month here in the United States, so I decided to spend the whole month looking at government from all sorts of aspects. And this week, we're just looking at general government stories. We're going to start off today by looking at some interesting goings-on at the United Nations. Now, whenever leaders from the nations all over the world gather together in a place like New York City, you're going to bet it's going to be one big party. Now, a little bit earlier this year, there was a bit of a gaffe in the United Nations. A representative from India, during a yearly address, actually read remarks that were meant to be read by the delegates from Portugal. He went for quite a while and didn't realize it until he started talking about the European Union, and then an assistant finally came up and said, "Don't read that anymore." What had happened, essentially, was that the India's speech was right below the one on Portugal, and whoever had done the Portugal speech didn't move the papers when they were all done. But this hasn't been the only gaffe or colorful moment that's taken place in the United Nations. The 1960s actually had quite a few interesting moments. In the year 1960, Castro came to give a speech for the United Nations. Now, this speech was 4.5 hours long. Think about that for a second. Now, by this point in time, Castro was firmly a puppet of the Soviet Union. Interesting side note, during his time in New York for the United Nations meeting, he actually kept live chickens in his hotel room. But Castro had some interesting things to say about the United States that reflect his new masters in the Soviet Union. He said, quote, "Were Kennedy, being JFK, were not a millionaire, illiterate, and ignorant, then he would obviously understand that you cannot revolt against the peasants." There were other interesting goings-on by communists in the 1960s in the UN. Nikita Khrushchev, very famous leader of the Soviet Union, had a bit of a boo-boo. Now, there was a Filipino delegate given a speech against the Soviet Union, bashing the Iron Curtain and their oppressive tactics. Khrushchev took off his shoe, started banging it on the table, yelling over and over at the delegate to get off the stage. He called him, quote, "a toady of American imperialism." Like I said, one big party. Thanks for tuning in to episode 196 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show, you can send them to me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And tomorrow, come on back as we continue Government Week by looking at a man named Oliver Ellsworth. Now, who is Oliver Ellsworth, and why should you care about him? Find out by coming back tomorrow.